The tax collectors and the sinners were all seeking the company of Jesus to hear what he had to say. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, "This man," they said, "welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus spoke this parable to them. A man had two sons. The younger said to his father, "Father, let me have the share of the estate that would come to me." So the father divided the property between them. A few days later, the younger son got together everything he had and left for a distant country where he squandered his money on a life of debauchery. When he had spent it all, the country experienced a severe famine, and now he began to feel the pinch, so he hired himself out to one of the local inhabitants who put him on his farm to feed the pigs. And he would willingly have filled his belly with the husks the pigs were eating, but no one offered him anything. Then he came to his senses and said, "How many of my father's paid servants have more food than they want, and here am I, dying of hunger? I will leave this place and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as one of your paid servants.'" So he left the place and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity. He ran to the boy, clasped him in his arms, and kissed him tenderly. Then his son said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the calf we had been fattening and kill it. We are going to have a feast, a celebration, because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now the elder son was out in the fields, and on his way back, as he drew near the house, he could hear music and dancing. Calling one of the servants, he asked what it was all about. "Your brother has come," replied the servant, "and your father has killed the calf we had fattened, because he has got him back safe and sound." He was angry then and refused to go in. And his father came out to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I have slaved for you and never once disobeyed your orders, yet you never offered me so much as a kid for me to celebrate with my friends. But for this son of yours, when he comes back after swallowing up your property, he and his women, you kill the calf we have been fattening." The father said, "My son, you are with me always, and all I have is yours. But it was only right that we should celebrate and rejoice, because your brother here was dead and has come to life. He was lost and is found." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a wonderful year to consider the story of the prodigal son. Pope Francis emphasizes something I have long believed. The younger son is not very sorry for his life. He is just sorry about the condition of his life, and returning home will improve that, even as a servant. He is basically still selfish. Returning home is all that his father needs. He doesn't even want to listen to what his son has rehearsed. It is not a matter of him listening for the right words. As a church, we have been concerned too much about words. Getting a perfect act of contrition. God is the prodigal father in our case, and his merciful love hardly depends on our fervor or our sorrow. This is a great year for coming home. However, Pope Francis is more concerned about the brother who stayed home, who had no mercy or compassion. How often is that brother represented in the church and in our judgmental attitudes? We don't want mercy shown. Punish them. Make them pay for their crimes. Put them to death. This is what Pope Francis is most concerned about. Not only do our church leaders have to change their attitudes, but so we. There is a huge need for us to be more like the prodigal, generous, merciful father than the morally upright and judgmental brother. We need to practice and practice and practice again to imitate the Father. That will change the face of the church.